Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, we're joined by Seamus Toomey, and the headline from North Michigan Avenue is Harry Potter, isn't it, Seamus?
That's right, Bob. The Harry Potter store Chicago officially opened yesterday to really long lines and big crowds. It seemed to be a big hit. There was people my age and little kids and their parents and long lines of people trying to get in. This is the first Harry Potter store, obviously, in Chicago, the third in the country. They're trying to build these at a bunch of different places. And if you're into the wizarding world, this is really the place to be. You can get butterbeer, you can get a wand, you can get about a billion different Harry Potter themed things, and kind of just walk around, visit the four different schools. They each have their own section, and kind of a cool place. I went by yesterday just to research, and there was a virtual line. You've got to scan a QR code to get into, and it said I was 1,190th in line, and wow. Expect a 3-hour wait. So suffice to say, I didn't stick around, but I guess a tip for people planning this: expect at least in the early days some long lines, but you can swing by, get on the virtual line, and then shop on Michigan Avenue and wait for your text to come in to say you're good to go.
What's the news for people who are going to be getting on the CTA Red Line in the near future?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say the near future, but the Red Line extension that's going to take it from 95th to 130th Street in Roseland is officially underway. They had a kickoff Meet the Contractor meeting last night in Roseland, updating folks on sort of the plan for this. They're going to begin actual groundbreaking in 2026, early 2026, with the goal of finishing it by 2030. Building four new stations along the way. It's going to be at 103rd, 111th, 116th, and at the end at 130th. So they've already done some. They're doing some demo work. They're doing some utility relocation and soil sampling. So the project is underway, but the official groundbreaking, where they'll have all the people in suits and cutting ribbons and that sort of thing, won't be until early next year. But it appears to be finally happening. I've been very skeptical that this would ever happen, mostly because Richard J. Daley promised this in 1969. Wow. So it's been quite some time of broken promises, but they're really trying to get this done by 2030. So you'll be able to take the Red Line from 130th all the way up to Howard. So you can do the whole city now.
And finally, I didn't even know there was a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, but the Wrigley Field Goose is honored in there now. Tell us about this.
That's right. Who knows? There may be a Bob Surratt bobblehead at the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure. You might have to check it out. The goose that we all know and love briefly, it was made a nest in the bleacher juniper bushes for a couple days last week. It was really just a cup of coffee, I'd say, with the Cubs, but it left a mark. It was a big hit. So the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame has made a Wrigley Goose bobblehead. You can pre-order it, but it doesn't arrive till October, so hopefully it'll be playoff baseball about then. But kind of a fun, I don't know if it's icons of the Ivy worthy, but I don't know how long that interview would go, but the goose was fun. I was actually at the game and got to see her and be a part of that brief history. I hope it's good luck.
The museum's in Milwaukee. The bobblehead will be $30 plus $8 for shipping in October, and the goose is smart, flying south for the spring we have here in Chicago. It's cold out there. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.